Jenny's back today. Your weekend was good, looking at your wedding venue.
Yeah, went back to Campbell Estate in Fife, which is where we're getting married next year, to have a look at it. It turns out it's even better than I thought it was
the first time around,
so it really feels like it's going to be real now. It's only about sort of 6 or 7 months to go.
See, I've not got a venue sorted for my wedding. I mean, mine's a year later, to be fair, because I left that with my best man.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
I'm still leaving it with Stephen, who is coming and said, oh no,
that's one of the biggest jobs that you've got.
He says he sorted it.
Jenny, you're getting married in the kingdom, and I've found somewhere that's probably just as good.
Right.
Have you ever been to Cowdenbeath?
I have. Yes, I have been to Cowdenbeath.
There's a place called Central Park where Cowdenbeath play, and there's also stock car racing, right?
Yeah.
So I've managed to sort a deal where you could get married on the pitch.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
there's a place next door called Shimla Palace. And it does a lovely booth.
Your poor girlfriend. Yeah, I'm so sorry, Dave.
For a start, I know Stephen's on a cut from these people.
You can get the number 19 bus straight there.
This is like one of the really depressing episodes of Don't Tell the Bride, where the best man and the groom just get really carried away and they end up doing something she hates.
I know how this will go down, and that's very badly. You've met my fiancée, Stephen, you know that she'll hate that.
So is that a no then?
That, from her and from me, unfortunately, it's got to be a no, as much as I love Cowdenbeath.
Okay, well, I do have another one, which I'll tell you about in a wee minute if you want.
I'd rather you didn't.
Right, but I'll tell you anyway.
So, Stephen.
Yep.
Your task over the weekend was to get me a wedding venue as my best man.
I told you this would be a disaster.
Well, I'm starting to believe you, Jenny. I trusted you, Stephen.
So, Cowdenbeath Central Park is a no-go.
Yep.
Right, so we've ruled that out.
My fiancée is texting me saying, the next one better be good.
Right. Have you ever been to Coatbridge?
Yes, I have been to Coatbridge.
I was in Coatbridge on Saturday. Dunfermline were playing Albion Rovers, right? And it just all came to me. I was like, yes, this is it. This is the place.
It's not another football ground, is it?
The time capsule.
Right? Monklands.
The swimming pool.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So I've heard it's the biggest fun in a million years.
It's
right?
You can go there.
You've got flumes, right? You've got a lovely pool there.
Yeah.
So you could sort of have a wee dance in the pool.
Can I just remind you, this is a wedding venue.
The music is going to be there already because they have discos in the pool.
Am I going to swim up the aisle?
Well, you could.
That would be quite cool, actually.
That would be really cool.
Des can't swim, though.
Would it be, Jenny? Would you have it as your wedding venue?
Potentially not, but
because it's not what you've chosen. You've chosen a lovely country estate.
So we're putting this down as a maybe, then.
You do know that Des can't swim.
Yeah. We'll do it in the shallow end. It'll be fine.
Also, won't the dress and all the suits get ruined if we're doing it underwater?
Not if you're wearing a bikini.
Yeah, and speedos, yeah. A white bikini.
Jason Derulo's up next.
I would definitely come to that wedding.
There wouldn't be a wedding if that was the venue.
Speedos and a top hat.
Stephen.
Yep.
This is not going to happen.
That's a maybe then.
thanks for floating that one.